540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden doubles down at NATO's summit in Lithuania.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken. We will stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
His speech comes as world leaders pile on their support. CBS's Natalie Brandt.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's grateful for the support. That includes long-range missiles, tanks, and for the first time, training for Ukrainian pilots on American F-16s.
An important package of security guarantees.
The U.S. has already delivered more than $40 billion in military aid. It's another day of triple-digit temperatures in Arizona. Jordan Darby's in Phoenix.
I can handle 100, but like the moment it hits 110, I'm like dying.
It'll hit 111 there today, 117 in Vegas. Over in the Northeast, several states are still underwater, and it is about to get worse. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore is tracking conditions.
Each day for the next five, we have some type of flood risk in through here. It's not going to add to rivers going higher again, but it's going to keep a few of them up. And obviously, for those many people and that own all these small businesses up here that are trying to clean up, this is the worst news that they can get.
Some big TV shows got a lot of love at Emmy nominations today.
You know, I always figured that tea was just going to taste like hot brown water.
Ted Lasso, Barry, Abbott Elementary, and The Bear lead the nominations for comedy series. Succession, The White Lotus, The Crown, and Yellowjackets are all nominated for Outstanding Drama Series. And Obi-Wan Kenobi, Dahmer, and Fleischman Is in Trouble will fight for Outstanding Limited Series. The 75th Emmy Awards are scheduled for September 18th, but might be delayed if there's a SAG strike. No host has been announced. Jen Clark, CBS News.
The Associated Press is reporting more about disgraced Dr. Larry Nassar's stabbing at a federal prison in Florida. The inmate who did it allegedly told prison workers that he attacked over the weekend over a lewd comment Nassar made while watching Wimbledon. Nassar serving life in prison for abusing female athletes. In Alabama, investigators are trying to figure out why someone shot two firefighters in Birmingham. Police Chief Scott Thurman.
We feel like it may be a targeted attack. We don't know why it would be a targeted attack, but that's one of the things that we're trying to determine at this point in time. It's extremely unusual for someone to come target one of our fire stations.
No arrests have been made yet. And Czech author Milan Kundera has died. He was known for his works, including The Unbearable Lightness of Being, which was made into a movie starring Daniel Day-Lewis and Julia Binoche in the 80s.
I can't feel this lightness, this freedom.
Kundera was 94 years old. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. David Munoz takes over today as the new superintendent of the Menominee Falls School District. He comes to Menominee Falls from his last job as superintendent in Mosinee. He's also held administrative jobs in Menominee, Wausau, and Westosha. Menominee Falls school officials say they plan several meet-and-greet events with Munoz this summer. A Waukesha elementary school teacher might lose her job today over a song pulled from the Higher Elementary School spring concert and her post on social media about it. Melissa Temple tweeted her objections over Rainbow Land being pulled from the show. She says the move was intolerant. The superintendent says Temple violated school district policy. Both sides present testimony to the school board today. The decision about Temple's future could come at the end of the hearing. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrifund has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thereichmann.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. I want to start with a very important issue that I talked about yesterday, but it's even gotten worse. And I want to say something before we even get into it. Our country is a great country. We're divided right now. Everything that I'm saying about the MAGA right, the Trump right, the people that are subverting our democracy is constructive and intended to be constructive. So you pay attention, everybody pays attention to what's occurred and what we can do about it. What I'm talking about now is this Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, an animal, says he's a Republican. He's the guy that said that an American, a white supremacist is just an American and a Trump supporter. The data that's come out now show that his hold on promotions of flag officers, senior officers, generals, and admirals in our military will reach 650 of them till the end of the year. 650. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the new nominee, testified to the Congress and to the Senate, and he said that this is having an impact on junior officers' retention. And retention of junior officers is absolutely critical. They're looking at it and they have to decide, do I want to go career? They serve their initial stint, 3, 4, 5 years. So I want to make a career of it, be far away from home a lot. But maybe one day I'll be a general or an admiral. And they're looking at this and they say, the politicians may block me because they're crooked. And they are having trouble with retention, and they're having trouble with recruitment in the first place. This is all because this guy, Tuberville, is not an American. I mean, he's a citizen, unfortunately. He has no loyalty to America, didn't serve himself. He's a Confederate white supremacist. He hates democracy. He hates America. And he's taking advantage of a rule. And remember something, this rule, it's not in the Constitution. It's not in the statutes. No Congress ever approved it. President never signed off on it. But all 100 of these senators think they're aristocrats. And they all get together, and much of what they say during the day that appears vehement and passionate is simply an act. When they're together afterwards, they look around and self-congratulate, overcome by their vanity, and they have enacted a rule that says any one of us can shut down anything because we are aristocrats. I mean, all 100 of them, Democrat and Republican. This clown has said, well, I am not going to agree to unanimous consent on any promotion in the military of the senior officers. I demand 3 weeks debate on every one. 650 officers, 3 weeks debate on every one. And we wouldn't do anything else. So you're not going to get what we want or you want unless you agree to change abortion policy. Now, in the past, people have pulled this kind of stuff just to get a vote on it so they can go back and say, at least I tried. This guy is saying, I want the policy changed. This fellow, J.D. Vance in Ohio, saying the same thing. He's not going to approve any Justice Department appointee unless they stop investigating Trump. Now, this is not constitutional. Ideally, and I do not have the temperament to be in Biden's place, I would arrest him. I'd declare martial law, put him in Guantanamo, feed him, let him out for exercise occasionally, and make it very, very clear. If another senator does the same thing, they're going there too. Because this fellow has no army. He's not loyal to the United States. The reaction from the Republicans, Tom Tillis of North Carolina said, well, I support what he's doing on the issue. I think it's a little much to do it the way he's doing it. J.D. Vance said, I support him. They all say that nobody in the Republican Party has leaned on this character. The Republicans are doing it. Most of them did not serve in the military. Most of the Republican Party, and I'm not talking about the voters, because the rank and file of America and of our military are split 50-50 Democrat, Republican. I worked with these guys. They're very good people. Their leadership has betrayed the United States. It's attacking our democracy. And in this particular case, it's attacking our military. And the more they drag down our military, some of them because they want to injure Biden and put Trump back in, some of them because they literally hate the United States. That's Tuberville. So I would say this, what can you do right now? Ron Johnson in this state supports Tuberville. You can call him till you're blue in the face, but go ahead, I think you should. Call the members of Congress, call Tammy Baldwin, call Chuck Schumer, call Bernie Sanders, Dick Durbin of Illinois, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, call all these people and say, what the hell are you doing? Not a single one of you. Yes, the Republican leadership are traitors. Yes, I know they should be indicted for treason. That's not going to happen anytime soon. But why aren't you getting up in the Congress, in the Senate, and denouncing Tuberville and saying he is doing nothing but supporting Putin and Xi and Kim Jong-un and demoralizing our military? Bring a motion to expel him from the Senate. What are you doing? Is the vanity of each of these 100 senators controlling? You're not supported by a statute. You're not supported by the Constitution. You have a treason party in the Senate. It's still a minority, although not by much. Do something and do it now. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, what I find fascinating is none of these Republicans are calling for a cessation of any aid to Israel over the Hyde Amendment because the Israeli government actually pays for abortions. So under Republican theory, that any entity that receives...
Look, Mark, let's cut through this. Hold on. Hold on right now. Calvin, put this on hold. I'm tired of calls about Israel. Israel is a strong ally of ours. I'm tired of hearing them dragged in every time by people. It has nothing to do with the issue that we are discussing. There's an animal named Tuberville in Alabama. You can tell that I'm very exercised about this. In my time in the Navy, I met all these guys. I worked with these guys, and they all decide to stay in the military. It's very tough. You're in the Army, you're going to be deployed somewhere 7 months. If you are in the Navy, you could be on a cruise for 8 months. You don't see your wife, you don't see your kids. There has to be a recognition of morale. And I'm telling you that there are 100 aristocrats in the Senate who put their vanity before America. And I'm damn tired of it. And I want to chime in on that. I am very, very tired of it. And the purpose of this show, the purpose of everything that we discuss, is to point out that we are the greatest country that ever existed. We will continue to be the greatest country that ever existed. We have a division right now, and I'm damn tired of it. And these are some ways that we can get around it. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Tommy Tuberville has zero credibility. And I call him Tuberville, not Tuberville. he has zero credibility, just like Ron Johnson. And when America quits sucking up to these people and starts calling them for what they are, we'll turn around. Until these ridiculous thugs we have in positions of power are called out and given two choices: resign now or face prosecution. But unbelievably, our country, I don't see anybody standing up. I can call them, I can read them a riot act, but I'm just one person, and I have. But we need to, as the force, stand up and say these people are criminal. Get them out of all these investigations, all this nonsense. This puppet show has to stop. They're all puppets. They drank too much of the ivermectin. They're believing it. It's over, and we got to stop it. But thanks, Matt. I agree with you 100%. It can't go on. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to go back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Bill, you're not alone. I've already been on top of it, calling them all and chewing their butts out. and so everybody pick up the phone or send emails. I think it's really important. Sometimes they like to hear your voice, that you're a real person. In addition to that, Matt, I understand your passion, because your family was in the military. My family was in the military, and some people haven't. And so I understand you want to stay right on this topic. And you know what? We need leaders. And a lot of them young people, they go to learn from great leaders, and it just sickens me. But remember, all along here, because I've been watching from the Walker regime, the big money coming in from multinational corporations, changing our laws, changing the way we do business, this is destroying our country from the inside out. They don't need to attack us from the outside, but they're taking us down from the inside out. So call those people up and chew their butts and tell them we want a strong military. Thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on, but thank you
for the Jane.
Show, and your callers are great. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you so much for everything, all your calls. Yeah, and I will say this. Look, Abraham Lincoln, 1858, in the Senate debate before he ran for president, he said, "A house divided itself against itself cannot stand," talking about slavery. We faced far worse challenges in the Civil War with Lincoln, Revolutionary War with Washington, and during the Second World War with Roosevelt. We came out of it fine. We're going to come out of this one fine. But we got to get the garbage out of the Senate. And Tuberville is right at the top of the heap. Thanks for calling. We're going back to the to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Back matter, tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 61. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 78. Tomorrow partly cloudy. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. After I got out of the service, we went to an all-voluntary army, and armed forces, I should say. And you need good qualified people in the armed forces. I mean, for goodness sakes, you need people to fly jets and helicopters and navigate ships and everything else. And this is the wrong way to do it. You need to show people that, hey, if you come in and volunteer for the armed forces, you're going to get promoted and we're going to take care of you. And Tupperville is doing the wrong thing here. And on top of that, you need the best of the best in leadership, not appointing people. But I mean, I don't know if he grasps this this seriousness here or not. I mean, at any given day, we could go into a readiness and have to deploy the military. And this is just, I guess I could just say it's stupid. If you want good people, you got to take care of them. So that's my point today. Thanks.
Yeah, it's an excellent call, Paul. Yeah, and I think here's the thing. This rule that the 100 aristocrats cooked up when they all grin at each other after they pretend to sound off at each other during the day is not in the Constitution. It's not in the statute book. No Congress ever approved this. You have 100 aristocrats out of their personal vanity who want to be able to say, I can shut anything down while I express my vanity. You can't run a modern country that way. You're absolutely right. What if China goes into Taiwan? What if Putin starts to send tactical nuclear weapons into Ukraine? What happens if there's an eruption somewhere else? One of our embassies gets taken over. You can't take our military for granted. And here's a very, very simple solution. Don't let one senator hold up the entire government. Change that rule. What you say is something like this. Look, there may occasionally be a legitimate reason to object to a promotion. The military vets their people very carefully and they're very good, but let's say there is. It would require, say, 25 senators to say, take that name out of the pool of unanimous consent, the rest of them all get promoted, and then we will debate that one. That's fine. That's fine. But you see, when Washington was president, 1788, there were no political parties. They called them factions. There were no factions. And everybody thought, he thought, because Washington was a man of high integrity, he thought, well, for the rest of time in the United States, there won't be factions or political parties like in Europe. And we'll all sit there like Solomon, very wise, and stroke our beards and go, you know, what's good for the United States? That doesn't happen. Not after Citizens United. That doesn't happen with the modern Republican Party. He anticipated something different. Now there are individual senators who are corrupt. There are some who may be bribed. Remember that Kevin McCarthy, when he was a minority leader, was caught on tape saying in a caucus, which he later denied until they showed him the tape, saying that he thought that there were two people in our government that the Russians had paid for. One of them was I think Rohrabacher was his name. He was a congressman from California who since lost his seat. The other one was Donald Trump. This is Kevin McCarthy, who had access to confidential briefings. If you have one senator who's bought, listen, in this state, we have Ron Johnson, who suddenly is saying, well, it's okay for the Saudi Arabians to take over professional golf here. By the way, this is a bit of breaking news. In the testimony yesterday, one of the people from the PGA said that the Saudis are going to put, quote, north of $1 billion, end quote, into golf over here. They sprinkle enough of that money around, and the new head of the PGA is this guy, Yasser Ramaswamy or something. And this fellow, that's their tour. They just bought professional golf. And Ron Johnson says, well, you know, I want to ensure the purity of golf, but this is inevitable. No, it's not inevitable. When you have somebody like Ron Johnson in there who walked around with the fake electors in his pocket from Michigan, or Tommy Tuberville, who is not permitting promotions of our flag officers. These are single senators who can hold up the entire government. You can't have a vanity rule like one guy can do that. And my message to the 100 aristocrats, including my own party, many of them whom I know, some of whom I've met, is we don't want 100 aristocrats. Who the hell, who elected you to be an aristocrat? You want to be an aristocrat, go back in time to the British House of Lords in the 19th century, and you can hold up Irish Home Rule. Give me a break. What is this? Who are you guys? Who said you could do this? Get out of there if you won't do something right. Get on the floor, denounce Tuberville, and say we need to change that rule to 25 senators, and they've got to pick out the one flag officer candidate whom they have a problem with, not all of them. And that's got to be done right away. That's got to be done right away. So, Paul, you're right. We had a draft at one time. Now we have an all-volunteer army. We may have a draft again. People still have to sign up for the draft, even though they're not drafted. But the military is a dangerous thing. And a lot of these people didn't serve, and Tuberville didn't serve. And a lot of them are looking on this as a political thing, taking the military for granted. You can't do that. You cannot do that. And one little odd extra fact, now Jim Jordan is moving to block in the House a new FBI building in Washington, D.C., which is needed unless they build it in Huntsville, Alabama, 700 miles from Washington, so that a lot of people will resign and he continue, or else they'll defund the FBI. This is going on. It can't be permitted to go on. And we are going to hit this very hard on this show. This is not American and it's not right. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me and you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it too.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden praised NATO leaders who've rallied to help Ukraine in its war against Russia.
We warned the world what Putin was planning. Even some in Ukraine didn't believe what we had our intelligence community found. We made sure NATO was prepared to deter any aggression against any member state.
NATO summit in Lithuania wrapped up today. Mr. Biden's in Finland now to meet with Nordic leaders. The Northeast is bracing for even more rain on top of record flooding in states like Vermont.
All our chairs all over the place, tables flipped. It was just total devastation.
And Americans are getting some much needed relief as inflation eases. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
This report came in slightly better than expected, though it is unlikely to derail the Federal Reserve from raising interest rates when it meets at the end of the month.
Inflation's now at just 3%, the lowest level since 2021. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The sales tax in Milwaukee will go up 2 cents a dollar next year. The Milwaukee Common Council voted for the higher sales tax yesterday. Milwaukee is struggling with an underfunded pension system and a lack of money for police, fire, and emergency services. Supporters of the higher sales tax warned of budget cuts. Opponents object to strings attached to the money, which include scaled-back diversity efforts. David Munoz takes over today as the new superintendent of the Menominee Falls School District. He comes to Menominee Falls from his last job as superintendent in Mosinee. He's also held administrative jobs in Menominee, Wausau, and Westosha. Menominee Falls school officials say they plan several meet-and-greet events with Munoz this summer. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
This Thursday begins the four-day 120th Harley-Davidson Festival in Milwaukee, featuring live performances by big-name artists. Expect a weekend filled with fun and activities for enthusiasts of all ages. Harley-Davidson.com for more info. On Friday, check out the sounds of summer at the Yard in Bayshore. Head to the Green Gathering Space in the heart of Bayshore and jam out to the sounds of summer live music series. Local bands and performers take the mic every Friday night from 6 till 9. Check out Bastille Days this Saturday. Visit Paris via Cathedral Square Park. Celebrate one of the country's biggest French-themed gatherings. Learn more at easttown.com/Bastille-Days. And on Sunday, the Milwaukee Makers Market is a perfect seasonal stop for lovers of arts and crafts. The market meets from 10 to 4 every third Sunday of the month.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I hear the train coming.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. But we're going to talk a little more about what the Republican Party is doing to attack the government. There was a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee that's chaired by Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan subpoenaed Christopher Wray, the FBI director, to grill him. And here's what happened, and here's what he said, and here's what Ray said. Jim Jordan started out by saying that the FBI is weaponized, in his view, against the Republican Party. He attacks them. He's attacking the law enforcement agency with the highest integrity and finest reputation we have in this country. Ray responded and said, "We arrested 60,000 violent criminals." He says, "We arrest at least 60 a day. We have 300 investigations open targeting the leadership of the cartels. We are absolutely necessary to stop terrorism and the cartels in this country." Jordan responds. This is Jordan. And he attacked the search warrant of Mar-a-Lago in August. He called it a miscarriage of justice. Now, let me tell you something. The FBI doesn't decide what search warrants should be issued. The Department of Justice decides that. If a police officer is told by a judge, execute this search warrant, he executes the search warrant. The second thing that Jordan overlooked or didn't say is that the Justice Department had spent over a year negotiating with Trump. They'd subpoenaed these things in May. Trump moved documents around, lied, put them on a plane and flew them to Bedminster. Finally, they got alarmed because these were some of the most sensitive documents in our government. They asked him, Ray, about how classified documents should be stored. He said they are by law required to be stored in what's called an SCIF, a sensitive compartmented information facility. And somebody, I assume a Democrat, said, well, or as a ballroom, a bathroom, or a bedroom, an SCIF. And Ray, of course, said no. The thing that they're now targeting in on, and then I'll go to the lines, do not hang up, is Article 702 of FISA. That's the anti-terrorism statute that permits a federal court to issue warrants, and the case is not open to the public because you don't want to tip ISIS off to leave the country before you arrest them. And it also permits the FBI to eavesdrop on foreigners in foreign countries, not the United States, who they think are terrorists or cartel members. I support that 100%. You have to understand something. No foreigner in the world has any rights under our Constitution. They only have rights under our Constitution if they are physically in this country. What does that mean? If they come here as tourists, yeah, they have a right to remain silent if arrested and all that. But they have no First Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights, Fourth Amendment rights anywhere else in the world. And where that's coming into play is in the immigration context, where you can, where the government may say, we're not going to permit immigrants from this country. That happened under Obama with Saudi Arabia after 9/11. 9/11, when Obama got in 2008, continued what George W. Bush had done. It was too dangerous to let him in, and then that changed a little bit. Well, what's happening now is the Republicans are using it to attack the FBI, and they're saying, well, you're eavesdropping on Americans. No, they're eavesdropping on foreign people in other countries. If an American voice comes on who is an American, they're absolutely entitled to listen to that. And if the guy is talking about planning a terrorist act or a drug deal in this country, they're absolutely entitled to listen to that. Ray testified that the FBI only accesses 3% of the calls they collect. In other words, they don't listen to all of them, but if they identify somebody from ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or a Mexican drug cartel, they absolutely are going to listen to it. And of those 3%, only 1.5% of those do they even listen to or read, if it's an email, the content. 1.5%. And I'll tell you what, the committee then announced that it's going to, these are the Republicans, will put a rider on the appropriations bill that the FBI will build its new headquarters in Huntsville, Alabama, or get defunded. That's what they're going to do. Under Trump, he moved the Interior Department out to Colorado, and most of them quit. You know, they retired. We lost a lot of institutional memory. The Republican Party is doing everything in its power to attack our government. We have to understand that and combat it. Go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Well, the arrogance of the Republican Party just absolutely amazes me. They talk about weaponizing the FBI and the DOJ, excuse me, and the DOJ has not prosecuted one single member of the leadership that conspired to put two coup attempts against our federal government. This has not yet happened. Nobody's in court. Nobody's in jail. None of the leadership. Now, I'm not talking about the peons that, you know, were convicted in several cases of a seditious conspiracy. I'm talking about the people like Trump, who McConnell, even after hypocritically voting to acquit him during the impeachment trial, McConnell even said there's no question that Trump is physically and personally responsible for the January 6th attempt. Then we got people like Ron Johnson, who obviously was in a conspiracy because he tried to give not one, but two sets of fraudulent electors to the vice president. We got people like, you know, Spindell, who was one of the false electors, and he's on our, these are guys in our upper levels of government. Nobody is being looked at, but now the supposedly the Democrats are weaponizing the DOJ. Excuse me, please. As Joseph Goebbels said, accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. So here's my comment for the day.
Excellent, excellent call, Jack. Thank you very much. Bob of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's on your mind today, Bob of Madison?
Right. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob. What's up?
Are you there? Yeah, what's up is Scott Perry and all these guys that are involved in 1/6. Why isn't there a special counsel assigned to look at congressional involvement on January 6th, including that guy who gave the tours the day before and stuff like that? I think they're gun shy. They took a year to go after the high level ones. Department of Justice to really, and it took the Congress to lead the way on January 6th and so forth. I think they need to go after the congressman and Jim Jeffords in particular. I think he's got skeletons, and I think they're exposable. And I think that's the only way you can deal with these guys effectively.
Yeah, excellent call. I agree with you, and I'll add a little more information. Jim Jordan, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Scott Perry, who is one of the worst. Scott Perry was one of the architects with Trump of the Green Bay sweep, of the idea that you would have fake electors, and then Pence would pretend to be confused, leave it to the Congress. Each delegation gets only one vote. And so even though Pelosi had a majority in the House, each delegation voted as one by majority rule. So, for instance, California with 56 congressmen and two senators would have, say, 58 votes, but they only get one vote. Wyoming with two senators and one congressman gets one vote, and they would have voted Republican. And there's a majority, believe it or not, of the state delegations that are Republican, and they put Trump back in. When this blew up after the insurrection, Scott Perry went to Trump and asked for pardon. He's a member of Congress. He asked for pardon. Trump didn't give him a pardon. Several other members of Congress, Mo Brooks, asked for pardon. Now that they're not being prosecuted, they are, remember the Joseph Goebbels quote that was great, that Jack and Merrimack just came up with, accuse your opponent of that of which you are guilty. They were frightened. They wanted pardons, didn't get them. They trembled. Then when they realized they weren't going to be prosecuted, they have an extra dose of hatred for the Democratic Party and for the Department of Justice. And they're going after it, and they're going after the FBI. Now, when I was a kid, one of my favorite movies was The FBI Story, Jimmy Stewart. And if you haven't watched it, and if you're younger, you probably haven't watched it, but that's worth digging out and looking at. That is terrific, The FBI Story, starting with the formation of the FBI and what they did, and you know, they're always kicking down doors with Tommy guns, you know, going after Al Capone characters, that kind of thing. And, you know, I was a kid and it really fired my imagination. So to go after the FBI is to go after an iconic pillar of American democracy. They are absolutely clean. They're not dirty. They don't take bribes. They're unbribable. An FBI agent comes into your office to interview you. You say, can I offer you a cup of coffee? No. How about a glass of water? No. They will take nothing. And they are being attacked by a corrupt political party, the Republican Party. And the rank and file Republicans, many of whom I know, many of whom I served with in the Navy, many of whom I have worked with, and of whom I have high regard, are not the problem. They are being misled by these characters. And your point that we should start going after the big boys, it's long overdue. Now, Jack Smith is doing it, but there was very, very credible reporting that Merrick Garland was reluctant for a year to start that. And I think that was a big mistake. Because if this had been a year ago, if we were back in July of 2022, and Trump were already indicted, and Jack Smith came forward with another indictment based on the insurrection of Trump, there'd be plenty of time even before he announced for president, which he did, I think, back in October of 2022. He did it super early. And Eileen Mercedes Cannon, this judge down in Mar-a-Lago, who worships El Gordo, she's the one who delayed right after, remember this, right after the search warrant in Mar-a-Lago in August, she slowed it down for months. And there were appeals and just enough time for him to declare for president and put a political overtone on this. This is what is being done. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. He is now, as a result of all the machinations I just described, the front runner for the Republican nomination, largely because the rest of them, if you take a look at them and make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. I mean, these people, there's no way you're going to have anybody like Pence or DeSantis or Haley or any of these characters anywhere near the White House. So what? The default is Trump just because he was president, even though he's in Putin's back pocket? Even though he's the driving force behind the Saudi Arabians coming in and taking over professional golf in this country after 9/11, after murdering our sailors in Florida 5 years ago. I don't know. People haven't collectively lost their minds. The Republican Party obviously is going to nominate somebody. But that is what is happening. And everything, he's not alone. Jim Jordan is doing this. J.D. Vance is doing this. Tommy Tuberville is doing this. Incessant, incessant attack on the FBI and the military, institutions of American society, to drag everything down and put him into the White House. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Blow my blues away.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 78. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows around 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. Upper 80s Friday, mid 80s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit
welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
I'll just be brief because you're talking about other things, but the jobs report, the inflation report just came out this morning, and it's we're down to 3% inflation relative to a year ago. And remember that in a year ago, the inflation year over year was at 9%. So it has fallen 12 straight months since then. And it is now at 3%, which is the lowest since August of 2021. So it looks like we're continuing on trend for that soft landing that we want without recession. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You know, Joe Biden's doing a hell of a job. You're doing a hell of a job. Somebody comes up to you somewhere and they go, oh, the economy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That inflation was kicked off initially by the pandemic, the war in Ukraine, a lot of other things, the money that had to be spent to keep people, keep our restaurants in business, keep our waiters and cooks employed, keep a lot of folks employed. Down to 3%, better than any other country in the world, any advanced society at all. Biden's done one hell of a job. He's done one hell of a job. Unemployment is lowest since 1969. Stock market's doing well again. If anybody out there even mentions the economy as a pejorative in some respect, that somehow there's something wrong, this president has a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom. He's very fit, and he's not a crook. And he is an excellent president, and he's doing an excellent job on the economy. And I want to talk, we talked a little bit about the various kinds of attacks. You remember a little bit ago, Donald Trump had a petulance post on Truth Social Obama's home address. You know, you don't do that. You don't invite attack, but he does. He's injected violence and the suggestion of violence into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. And here is what happened yesterday. A guy, his name was Taylor Toronto, showed up with a van full of guns and ammunition to kill Obama. He was arrested, and the judge just ruled that he is so dangerous that he can't even be released on any kind of bail before his trial. That's very, very rare, especially in the federal system, because there is a right to bail in the Constitution. So the idea that that can be overridden requires an incredibly high standard. But here is the background, just so you know. Taylor Toronto had previously threatened to kill Kevin McCarthy and Jamie Raskin. Kevin McCarthy being the speaker, Jamie Raskin being the congressman from Maryland. Toronto said he did not accept the legitimacy of the federal government. And they caught him filming elementary school children. This guy goes to an elementary school and starts filming the kids. On June 28th, he posted a video on YouTube where he set up he said he would blow up his vehicle. Now, why he picked this, I don't know, in front of the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Maryland. You know, it'd be a suicide bomber. He'd blow up his vehicle in front of that government entity. And then, before he could blow up his vehicle, he saw Trump's post on Telegram, and he said, this is about Obama. He goes, he posts himself on Telegram because he saw it on Truth Social, and then he posted on Telegram, quote, "We got these losers surrounded. See you in hell, Podestas and Obamas." Now, let me deconstruct that. Podesta was a guy in the Obama administration. Few people remember him anymore. I remember him. He was a good guy. He was the one where the Ruskies tapped into his, they broke into his emails by scamming him. And that opened up all of this email issue and what was being said in these emails and Hillary's campaign and all of that. But for this nut, right now, this is in 2023. You know, this is not in 2016. For this nut to go after Podesta and Obama, this is a seriously, seriously disturbed individual. But that's what happened. And the whole idea of injecting violence, there's a lot of violent talk on the Republican Party side. Violent talk from Trump. He attacked Jack Smith again yesterday, saying he was a thug and he should be disciplined. They always use oblique terminology. And I want to caution everybody out there because there's some high feelings on both sides. The thing that characterizes our country above all is the peaceful transition of power and the rule of law. In your life, you're going to find campaigns, you're going to find elections that don't go the way you wish they'd gone. The whole idea behind a democracy, and especially American democracy, is the peaceful transition of power and the rule of law. And that is disrupted by violence. Once there's violence, it's very, very hard to check it. It's very, very hard to stop it. That's why you do everything you can to avoid a war, because once war occurs and people start to get killed, there's some very, very hard feelings, as there should be. You do everything you can diplomatically not to have a war. But the Republican Party leadership, and it may be that many of them kind of regret it, don't like it, but they don't do anything to stop it, are permitting Trump and his hardest supporters to commit violence. That January 6th insurrection, egged on by Trump, by Giuliani, by Mo Brooks, by everybody who spoke that day, was an incitement to these folks who all thought that they were going to go up there and these leaders would follow them and these leaders would help them take over the Capitol. They're very naive. They were not the big boys. Well, the big boys all chickened out, although Trump did try to go up and the Secret Service took him back to the White House. And they stood there and watched people, in some cases, get killed. This isn't America. And my final message to everybody out there who either votes Republican or you think you're an independent-leaning Republican is wake up. Restore your party to the rule of law and the peaceful transition of power. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Stand by for a great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
And the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changing.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715 470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrifent.com/disclosure.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.